Good morning and welcome to the highlight. R-E-A-L. Real.
Good morning and welcome to the highlight reel. I'm not sure how long this intro is going to last. I was kind of just messing around last week, but I don't know. Enjoy it, at least for now. So we're going at least one more week strong with the new singing intro. And yeah, today we're going to be channeling Brigale. I feel really good about this one. I'm excited to bring it through. I'm starting to get a little bit of kind of the, I don't know, pre-glow, I guess, of channeling and feeling the downloads start to come in, feeling the topics start to land. And yeah, it just feels good. I'm so excited about everything that Miriam and I have been stepping into lately with this Soul Aligned Business course, this little mini course that we put out. It's 8 days of emails. The first one's kind of an intro, but it's called the 7-day Soul Aligned Business course. And for everyone who's been taking it and sending us the lovely messages back about the field of their business and about the transformations and how they're receiving the channelings and the activations and Miriam's light language, it's been such a pleasure to be able to be in this space of deep service on a whole new level. I really haven't felt this level of impact before. I mean, I've been channeling for a while and the messages go out and I know they're always received really well, but to just feel this particular topic, it just feels so aligned to be speaking about all these things. It feels like the culmination of so much of my work throughout my life, including channeling, and kind of this relationship with Miriam too, and the co-created spaces we get to create together. So I just feel so honored. And if you haven't hopped on yet and you're curious about what I'm talking about, then head to indivinus.com/business. I'll link that in the description below so you can find it. And without further ado, I'd love to hop in with Brigale. So the next voice you hear will be Brigale's. Let's dive in. All right. Hello. It's a pleasure as always to be here transmitting in this way. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about transformation. Specifically, a very particular type of transformation. This isn't your typical personal development transformation where you're actively searching for your next steps and your next goals. This isn't even a typical spiritual transformation where you surrender and let go and see what life holds for you and just come to deep acceptance and gratitude with every ounce of the human experience. This is a transformation, in a way, for very specific souls at this time. It is of our belief, having somewhat of an external perspective, that each of you came in with a very specific purpose. Less of a mission that you were handed as a soul, and then you came in without any free will. And much more of a perfect orchestration of events that allowed you as the soul, with the values that you hold, to be able to answer a very specific call from this collective. In essence, there was a collective call put out to some time before your birth, and you as the soul had the perfect set of values to be able to match that call. In that, you felt that, and you had the opportunity, but not obligation, to come in and answer that call. Now, because you're here, well, you answered that call. Now, on your planet, this comes in many forms. There are various types of soul missions. Some come in with a specific purpose of interacting with other individuals in a very specific way to help awaken them. There are some unfortunate circumstances on your planet that tend to fall under this category. Yet there are also missions to come in and specifically embody a particular piece of this collective. You see this throughout the many different variations of what it means to be a human being. Souls coming in and embodying pieces of your collective lineage, of your collective ancestry, and all of the evolutionary edges of all of the many lineages, of this massive human body. It's all this same species, all living on the planet. And then, even more specifically, there are souls who come in to anchor and bring forth something new. So for those souls and for those of you who are called to the spiritual path, not just to find peace, but specifically to bring about a global change, we believe that this is a piece of you as a soul awakening to the reason why you came here in the first place, awakening to your own soul purpose. And for these individuals, which is the very, very large majority, almost the entirety of the individuals drawn to this podcast and to these messages, first off, we say thank you. Thank you for being here at this time on this planet. Thank you for awakening to some of the harder truths to awaken to about your planet and your species. Hard not because they're emotionally challenging, but more so because they're not the consensus, because they are controversial. Thank you for being willing to push against the grain. Thank you for being willing to swim upstream, so to speak. But we'd also wish to remind you that this is why you came in, and in that, there's still more to do. We'd like to remind you today about a bit of your mission and what's coming for planet Earth, as well as speak into a very specific type of transformation that many of you are already noticing that we'd like to just be able to highlight to a greater extent. All right? Your Earth is going through a massive, massive paradigm shift at this time. From our perspective, in the articulations that we've co-created with David, in the way that his brain has been able to articulate the specific energies and grids and understandings that we've been passing through into the English language, right? This isn't we are speaking English through David. This is very much so. We're plucking his neural circuitry and giving him certain ideas and energetics and understandings. And he's able to then articulate that energy in real time or more slowly throughout a written format. There's many different forms of channeling and articulating these ideas into the English language. But this co-creation of these frameworks that we've landed on, that we very much so agree with and back, is this idea of the first and second paradigm. And we view the Earth's transformation at this time as a transition from the first paradigm into the second paradigm. Now, just as saying that may mean nothing to you, or for those who have been following these messages and teachings for a while, that may mean everything to you. But for those of you who are new here, or who are curious about what this first and second paradigm are, we'll briefly say that the first paradigm is based in some sort of self-service. Now, this isn't typically a conscious thing, although there are first paradigm beings and humans who live in that state of self-service very consciously. But the majority of what's happening on your planet is a very unconscious form of the first paradigm, as we call it. This is a service of the self by taking from the whole. So this is an individual waking up on this planet and deciding that what he or she needs to do is extract resources from the world around them, add value, get back money, and get as much monetary resources as possible to be able to take care of themselves and their family. It very much so discounts and ignores the true reality of what's here, that you live in a complete ecosystem, and that without the trees or the water or your atmosphere or the many other species within your ecosystem, and without all of the other human beings on the planet, that singular life would not be possible. It's a very zoomed in scope or lens of reality that allows them to forget, as many call it, that they are a part of something larger, and to act in their own self-service, to provide for themselves and those around them that help make up their own unit that supports their life. Very obviously, it is a self-service. Now, the second paradigm, on the other hand, is in a way the exact opposite. When you are a part of the whole, There's really only two things you can do to take care of yourself. One is to take from that whole. The other is to give to the whole, or to work with the whole to grow the entirety of the whole. This is very similar to how a baby's cellular structure all works together and grows and multiplies until that baby is no longer just a baby, but a PhD in physiology, right? Where then he or she understands the many intricacies of all of this. There's all this new emergent knowledge and all of this knowledge that is built from many individuals before him or her. There is a growth of the entire unit, of the entire whole, that benefits each and every one of those cells. So what we are seeing on a very collective scale is a transition from this first paradigm of serving the self by taking from the whole into the second paradigm, which is giving to the whole in order for everything to rise. Now, when everything rises, you start to see very incredible things. Imagine what would be already in existence if competition and monetary drivers weren't the primary focus for your technological advancement, but merely advancing the technology of the entirety of your planet. Imagine what would happen if all of the countries and if all of the corporations within those countries were to be able to work together to create the absolute best technology. What would happen if everything were in the creative commons, so to speak, if patents weren't necessary to take more or to ensure more capital or revenue for a particular company so that that company can grow? What would happen if all of your civilization were working together? This is a very rudimentary look at what the second paradigm can bring forth. What can happen when individuals on your planet fully transition into the second paradigm? Now, also within this second paradigm takes into account a larger reality. Not just this physical reality, which the second paradigm operating just in a physical reality without any divine connection, without any link between consciousnesses at all, is in and of itself already profound and huge. But when you take into account that you're all the same consciousness, that there are higher units of consciousness from which you can download ideas, from which you can unpack these soul missions and truths, and when you take into account other civilizations where you can communicate with individuals like myself who have an external viewpoint who can help to guide along humanity, then this collaboration expands from not just the totality of Earth, but the totality of all of existence. And that is where astronomical growth happens. Now, one of the many challenges here is that most individuals are operating under this first paradigm currently and do not understand the totality of existence. In this, there's some education necessary, but even once the education's landed, there are individuals who understand the way that the second paradigm operates, understand collaboration as well as individuals who understand the first paradigm and how to extract, how to build up an individual corporation separate from the entirety of the planet. There is a necessity for individuals to be very proficient within a whole-centric society. This is essentially the largest scales of what's happening on your planet currently and the current necessity of your planet to step into something very profound and highly, highly transformative for the totality of your existence as you know it. All right, still with us? Beautiful. Now, let's talk about transformation, leaving this context lingering for a moment, and we'll weave this back in through. You as an individual have the ability to make contact with a higher unit of consciousness, namely the Oversoul, which is a collective consciousness that includes your higher self, the highest and purest iteration of your soul, as well as other higher selves that are intricately interlocked and interwoven within this collective consciousness. This isn't the collective consciousness. This isn't the totality of God that we're speaking of. This isn't even the totality of Earth that we're speaking of. We're speaking of a unit of consciousness that includes perhaps around a dozen individuated souls, right? The number absolutely varies. Or using the seed of life metaphor, as we often use, seven individuated consciousnesses that make up this larger shape or this larger seed of life structure. You and these other beings have the ability to share data. This is a very foreign concept to individuals on your planet at this time. However, this is something that many individuals around your world are doing already. Some very consciously, others not as consciously. Your flow states, as you know them, are hinting at this. The information, the flow, the amount of productivity that's available in those spaces very strongly resembles this Oversoul unit and what's possible through the connection through that. We'll leave it at that for now. But to imagine what's possible just for you as an individual is to begin to paint the picture of the microcosm of this transformation, of this world living in a second paradigm, of Earth becoming a second paradigm society. And this individual transformation is the thing that we'd like to focus on today. We are putting out a call. All right. This is a call for the leaders of the second paradigm. When I say we, I'm speaking to the entirety of your collective, which in a way has a bit of a collective consciousness and is able to understand what's happening in the totality and put out pings, right? Your society as a whole is voting for these ideas through the soul architecture, through the collective of all that you are. But I'm also speaking to we as a much larger network of civilizations. We collectively, in essence, as God, as the totality of consciousness, are putting out a call on Earth for leaders of this second paradigm. Now, there are representatives of this totality, such as myself, who have significant clarity on exactly what this architecture looks like, exactly all the players within it, who has very frequent communications with various civilizations, all with their own various growths in their own microcosms of this larger universe. But this call is not from myself, Bergiel, and it's not from my civilization. This is a call from the totality of existence to the individuals listening here today, as well as in perpetuity, because this will be existing on this platform for quite some time. And this is a call for leaders of this second paradigm, those who are willing to step into whole-centric paradigms before it makes sense on a collective scale. What we mean by that is individuals who are willing to push against the grain, individuals who are willing to swim upstream with the deep knowing that this second paradigm of serving the whole and the entirety of the whole growing is the only thing that is long-term sustainable for your planet. With this deep knowing, there comes an opportunity to be able to speak into these paradigms in ways that still make quite a bit of sense to first paradigm individuals and to the larger masses, but to operate in your own life deeply aligned with the second paradigm, not only in your spiritual practice and in your relationships, romantic and friendships, but also in your business, in your impact, in your career, in the messages, ideas, products, and services that you put out into the world. There is a large call going out at this time. To give a little bit of a window into really what has been unfolding in David and Miriam's life through this, their transformation is no longer based on setting goals and moving forward towards those goals by all means, using all the strategies that are out there, looking for consensus ways to make this happen. Instead, what is here and what's present and what they are continually being guided to do, regardless of their biology being rather confronted, regardless of fear, regardless of the emotions that are, of course, always present, they are actively listening to what their soul is informing to be their highest path. They are calling in their oversoul day and night to align in the morning with the energetics of this collective consciousness that's able to beam through their truest essence. They are starting their day by aligning with their truest essence, and they are ending their day by opening up their systems to receive help from their oversoul unit and from other beings of light to be able to help them to become more and more of their truest soul essence. Now, as this is happening, they are also simultaneously beginning to get visions and understandings of what's possible for them and what this world is in a way demanding of them, what their soul is demanding of them. Not with force, but with the deep knowing that every bit that they lean into their soul's truest path, the totality of the planet does better. Even if this is just by a small percentage, even if this is just a tiny bit, there is this knowing that continues to propel them forward, that every bit that they lean into their soul's truest essence and path, the better the world does. Because the more these messages get out, the more that this understanding gets out, the more resources they are able to utilize to be able to pump out into the world, to be able to invest in various undertakings that are ultimately for the highest benefit of the civilization. They continue to lean into all of the pieces of their path that they are continually guided upon. Now, here's where the transformation actually happens, and here's where this differs, and here's really the core point of this entire message and dissemination outside of just these ideas and context that we're laying, which we hope are also clicking things in together and making the overall reality that you're living within here make a little bit more sense. This core message is that the transformation does not happen by you figuring out a way to a goal. The transformation happens by saying yes to what your soul is asking of you. When you say yes to what your soul is asking of you and continue to say no to everything else, the transformation that occurs is rapid, is precise, and is unlike anything else that's possible through simply goal setting and taking very strategic action forward. Now, in many ways, this is very counterintuitive. If you say yes enough to what your soul is asking of you, then all of your interpersonal, all of your emotional, all of your mental challenges will resolve. But when you look at this from the perspective of the soul having a very specific mission and purpose, and the soul having a vantage point on your life and on the totality of this existence and of this collective on Earth, it actually makes quite a bit of logical sense that to follow what the soul is guiding you towards would actually be the quickest path. Now, on the ground floor here in the battlefield, so to speak, it may seem like going left is the most obvious choice. It may seem to be a wide open valley that you're able to walk along. But for an individual who has a higher vantage point up upon a cliff looking down at this battlefield, going left may not actually be the quickest way there, and it may actually be a detrimental path. There may be some landmines, there may be some blockades, there may be some enemy soldiers. So to listen to the piece of you that has the highest vantage point, while it may seem to be illogical from the ground floor, actually presses you forward into your path at an astronomical rate. Now, what it requires of an individual to listen to this soul truth is to confront the pieces of them that believe that they need to go left. And this is where the transformation actually happens. You can prepare all you want to make a lot of money, or to feel very good, or to work through all of your belief systems around whatever you feel your next step may be. But if it isn't present, then from a soul perspective, it's slowing you down. This is where the specific type of transformation that we were speaking into begins to make a lot of sense and begins to really take hold within this context that we've laid. To listen to your soul means to say yes to the messages that are here. Now, as an example, what David and Miriam have been actively leaning into is the creation of this mastermind around leaders of the second paradigm, where they will be channeling myself, as well as creating community, as well as opening up space for each individual to pull through their businesses and to refine their own intuition and understanding and to have a community that very much so gets this soul process. Now, when they said yes to this, there was the initial yes, but then there were all of their internal objections to that. Typical forms of transformation say to go back to your childhood, to look at which money beliefs may still be lingering, to not bring in the financial resources from this, or it may be find a strategy to get this out and ensure that it happens. But the true thing that was here was an instant objection that on the ground floor was a no to moving forward towards that path that the soul was leading them on. What this necessitated on this trifecta level, we call this the trifecta, the body, the soul, and the ego, all here on the ground floor. From this trifecta level, there was a no to proceeding, even though consciously there was a yes to moving forward. Essentially, what this looks like from the battlefield metaphor is walkie-talking, yes, I will absolutely go that direction. Meanwhile, looking left, staring at that path, and planting your feet and not moving at all, deliberating. What would it be like to continue to move forward and to continue to say yes, even when the internal conflict arises? Even when paths to the left and to the right make a lot of sense from where you are, from your vantage point, what would it be like to continue forward on the path that your soul is guiding you on? This means getting very present with all of the things that are here. This means getting very present with the totality of who you are, including all of the pieces that are in deep objection to you continuing to move forward into your soul path, whether that is that you may not believe that your soul is actually sending you messages. You may believe that this is a fragment of your consciousness. You may believe that this is merely an intuition from your reticular activation system, looking through various pieces of what you are, and scanning through, distilling down all the data that's in front of you. You may believe that your intuition is a biologically emergent property of who you are. You may not actually believe in what you may believe at the surface, or what you may want to believe. And when this is the case, it becomes very obvious when you try to move into your soul path, which is why, from our perspective, transformation, true transformation, and quick and precise transformation within this second paradigm is to say yes to this soul path and to continue forward while looking at, gaining awareness around, and moving despite of all of the internal conflict and all of the reasons why you believe that you should not continue on this path. That is trust and surrender. But it is not blind trust and surrender. It is merely trusting the soul over all of the biological programming and of the consensus reality here. Now, this is why we speak to a very specific pocket of individuals on your collective who are specifically coming to bring in something new. Because for these individuals, this is the transformation that makes that happen. Continuing to saying yes to exactly what's here, even despite the emotional and logical reasons why you should not. Remember what we spoke of. The earth is in a massive transition from this first paradigm into the second paradigm, and that represents a lot of change structurally in your society, civilization design, a total civilization redesign. Of course, progressively, not all at once, but it represents a lot of change. Now, for things to change, individuals have to be willing to press into the consensus. They have to be willing to do and to trust themselves over what all of the individuals around them may be saying and what the collective may believe is possible. So this is this call that we put out now for the individuals who are willing to lean into their transformation, for the individuals who are actively pressing into their evolutionary edge, confronting their emotional fears and hesitations and doubts, and confronting their logical reasonings that say otherwise. Because when this happens, when individuals are willing to press into this transformation, that is where they begin to press into this second paradigm. Because from the perspectives within the second paradigm, from the perspectives of all that is, when you're operating within the totality of existence, working with the whole means working with the piece of you that is a part of that whole. This distinction, although we don't typically talk about it this way, is really between trusting the body that is evolutionarily programmed to fend for itself and to survive and to reproduce, or trusting the soul that is a part of this much, much larger consciousness that has the ability to communicate instantly with all of the other souls in existence and to collaborate in a total existence that moves the entirety of the whole forward. Your body and the environment here, because this is a first paradigm civilization, because that is how the structures are currently built, your body and this civilization will tell you to not follow your soul every single time. And when it comes to relationships, when it comes to your internal spiritual practice, it's easy to align with God. It's easy to align with the light. But when it comes to something that's a little bit more high stakes, such as your career path, such as your purpose, this is where most individuals, the large majority of individuals, opt out of listening to their soul. So the call that we put out now is for individuals who are willing to listen to their soul above all else and who are actively ready to lead the second paradigm and to show that it's not only possible, but that it is the way forward, that it is more efficient, that it is quicker. And once a small microcosm of individuals, once a small collective of individuals here on this planet are actively modeling what the second paradigm looks like, and once large business begins to transition into the second paradigm, once there's massive incentive on a personal level to transition into the second paradigm, then the cascade of individuals will begin rolling in as well, begin having fairly spontaneous, from the largest scales of time, fairly spontaneous, even though it will be a process, awakenings. Individuals will absolutely awaken. Individuals will absolutely understand the totality of the whole and that this whole thing is an ecosystem and that burning coal or that burning other various fossil fuels in order to take care of the self and that pulling and pooling all of the resources into singular organizations that keep that money and resources that they represent isolated from the rest of existence, individuals will begin to recognize that that's not the optimal way forward. All of this is happening, but it takes a collective of individuals leaning actively into this second paradigm and modeling what is possible. And this is the call we put out now. Now, there are some individuals here who will be continuing with David and Miriam into this particular container, into this particular community of individuals who are actively working together to bring through exactly what this looks like and to help lead this movement. There are other individuals here that will be becoming leaders of the second paradigm in their own way. We absolutely trust that path, and we absolutely trust what's here. Now, for those of you who are absolutely feeling the call into this particular container, we ask that you reach out to David. For those of you who are continuing forward in your own ways and continuing to lean into the second paradigm, we ask you to not reach out to David, or to reach out and to jam and to let him know what's happening in your own life and that you're committed to leaning into this as well and while doing so in other means. But regardless of what happens here, regardless of what this looks like moving forward, we want to applaud that you're still listening to this. Because there are very few individuals on your planet that are able to sit with these scales of information without rocking their very existential foundation. So what we would like to be able to highlight to you now is that if you're able to comprehend and understand this, that it's very likely that you are already becoming a leader of this second paradigm, that you're already becoming a leader of these whole-centric paradigms. And we'd like you to be able to integrate that on an even deeper level into your identity. Being a leader does not make you egoic. Being a leader does not make you wrong. Does not make you selfish. It doesn't mean you're power thirsty. It means that despite all of the collective baggage that comes with being a leader, you're willing and relentlessly moving forward into creating genuine change on this planet, despite all the criticism, despite all the ridicule, despite whatever may come from that. And that is something worth applauding, something worth recognizing at the very least internally. Thank you for being a part of this global ascension, transformation, and massive paradigm shift. That's all for now. There's quite a bit here, so please take some time to integrate and journal, drink some water, reflect on the things that you heard today, reflect on how they're landing, on how all of these ideas are sitting with your system, and please continue to build awareness around the pieces of you that are scared, that don't believe you're worth anything, that don't believe you're capable of creating change, and continue to remind yourself of your soul's deepest truth. The only thing between you currently and all that you're becoming is time. We know this with absolute certainty. We see who and what you are becoming, and we deeply thank you and bow our heads in humble reverence for the opportunity to be here to continue to inform this massive global transition. Thank you, and farewell for now. All right, that was Bergeel. Just feels so good to be sitting in these understandings and to recognize our place in this massive global shift. So to echo Bergeel, thank you for being here. And if you want to get in contact with me and with Miriam, then you can do so in one of two ways. One is to go to indivinus.com/business and to take our 7-day business mini course and get a little bit more familiar with these ideas. And you can always respond to those emails and connect with us that way. The other way is just to go to indivinus.com and click on the contact button up at the top and send me a direct email. I read literally every single email and reply to pretty much every single one too, unless, you know, there's spam or something, but I read every single email that comes from all of the listeners here and everyone taking our course. And I just so appreciate hearing from you and all of the beautiful perspective shifts and just other perspectives too that each of you holds. It's such a pleasure to walk this path with all of you. And I'm looking forward to chatting with some of you in the very near future. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you tomorrow for another week of the daily wake up, and we'll see you next week for another channeled message from Pergale. All right. Have a wonderful day or night, and we'll see you later. Bye.